Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK,
Sunday Cantata with Pastor Tapani Simayoki.
Hello and welcome to Sunday Cantata with me, Tapani Simayoki. Thanks for tuning in to Lutheran Radio UK. Today is Jubilate, the fourth Sunday of Easter, and we will be hearing another early cantata from Bach's pre-Leipzig years. BWV 12, Weinen, Klagen, Sorgen, Tagen, was Bach's first cantata after his promotion to the post of Director of Music at the Ducal Court of Weimar in 1714. It's another fairly long work, so we will need to work through the introduction at a decent pace. The Gospel reading for today is from the 16th chapter of John's Gospel, where Jesus warns his disciples that he will go away from them, and they will mourn, but they will see him again and rejoice. Bach's leading collaborator during the Weimar years, Salome Frank, worked a libretto that has as its subject matter the universal Christian experience of sorrow turned to joy by Jesus. The title of the cantata translates as Weeping, Lamentation, Worry, Apprehension, from the opening words of the second movement chorus. This dark place of sorrow is where we start, and Bach opens it with a musical description of the Christian sorrow. The opening symphonia is a heart-achingly beautiful lamentation for the solo oboe, accompanied by sighing strings. The choir takes up the lament. Weeping, lamentation, worry, apprehension, anxiety and distress are the bread of tears of Christians who bear the mark of Jesus. The music depicts the Christian's anxiety in long, weeping phrases, which Bach would reuse decades later in his magisterial B minor Mass for the Crucifixus of the Creed, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. In the middle, the music is injected with life and energy at the mention of Jesus, as the singers proclaim the mark of Jesus, only to return to the weeping and lamentation. In the brief recitative that follows, the alto quotes from the teaching of St. Paul in Acts 14, "Through many tribulations we must enter the kingdom of God." The still string accompaniment creates an air of serenity, which begins to remove the mantle of grief from the music. It also gives us a clear glimpse of the technique known as anabasis we encountered in last week's episode, and which is also at work here. Each movement is in a higher key than the previous one, so that the music climbs by stages from the depths of grief towards the promises of God. The renowned English conductor and Bach specialist, John Elliot Gardiner, likens this effect to Bach lowering a ladder into the pit in which the sorrowing Christian is, with each movement a rung that leads upwards. A beautiful aria for the alto follows, establishing the ground of the Christian's comfort in sorrow, not the removal of suffering, but the presence of the cross of Christ in its midst. Cross and crown are joined together, struggle and treasure are united. Christians have at all hours their anguish and their enemy, but Christ's wounds are their consolation. The same oboe that lamented in the opening movement leads the accompaniment, but while we are still in a minor key, the tone of lamentation has been replaced by forward motion, and a lightness of touch that was entirely absent at the beginning. Another aria follows immediately. The bass soloist speaks the Christian's response to the alto's teaching. I follow after Christ. I do not want to leave him. In prosperity and adversity, in living and dying, I kiss Christ's shame. I want to embrace his cross. I follow after Christ. I do not want to leave him. Thus the Christian embraces the cross of Christ, which transforms our weakness, struggles, and suffering into strength and hope. And that being the case, the music has moved up another notch, arriving in a major key for the first time. The suffering Christian, thus rooted in the hope that the cross of Christ brings, all that remains to be done now is for him to be encouraged to remain true to the cause he has set. And so the final tenor aria does exactly that. Be faithful, all pain will then be only a little thing. After the rain, blessing blossoms, all bad weather passes by. Be faithful, be faithful. Here Bach introduces another musical device to underline the simultaneous experience of suffering and comfort that the Christian life entails. While the tenor exhorts the believer to faithfulness now in the midst of pain, in the hope of the joys that are not yet here, the solo trumpet brings the future comfort into the present sorrow by playing the chorale much loved and frequently used by Bach, Jesu meine Freude, Jesus' priceless treasure. The cantata closes with verse 6 of Samuel Rodigast's chorale, Was Gott tut, das ist wohl getan. What God does, that is done well. I shall stay with this. It may be that on the rough road I shall be driven by distress, death and misery. Yet God will, just like a father, hold me in his arms. Therefore I let only him rule over me. While the choir sings, the trumpet plays a joyful, almost triumphant descant, proclaiming the victory of God's promises over our present circumstances. You're listening to Sunday Cantata on Lutheran Radio UK with me, Tapani Simoyoki, pastor of Our Saviour Lutheran Church, Fareham. We will now hear Bach's Cantata No. 12, Weinen, Klagen, Sorgen, Tagen, in its entirety, performed by Bach Collegium Japan, directed by Masaki Suzuki. This performance is found on Volume 3 of their set of complete Bach cantatas. The soloists are Yoshikazu Mera, countertenor, Makoto Sakurada, tenor, and Peter Koi, bass. The recording is released by the Swedish label BIS and made available to Lutheran Radio UK by eclassical.com. Thank you.
Kreuz und Kreuz sind vereint. Kreuz und Kreuz. Willst doch nur ein Glas.
Thanks for joining me for this musical half hour. I hope that you have found it enjoyable and edifying in equal measure. Join me again next week for another installment. In the meantime, if you have any questions or comments, you can get in touch by email via info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Don't forget to visit Lutheran Radio UK's website, lutheranradio.co.uk. And while you're online, have a look also at the website of the church I serve, which you can find at oslc.org.uk, oslc.org.uk. My name is Tapani Simoyoki, and you have been listening to Sunday Cantata on Lutheran Radio UK.